A fighter from the Philippines.
Listen, when you're talking about the best fighter, you're talking about Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather will fight Manny Pacquiao May 2nd in an epic welterweight showdown in Las Vegas, Nevada. How do the odds makers in Vegas see the fight? That's the question I pose to our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta.
Well, right away, it's 2-1 in favor of Floyd Money Man Mayweather. But, you know, as we get closer to the fight, that may change a little bit. We have to look at training and all the shakedown in the gym. It's 2-1 so far. So you have to lay out some money to win some money.
Mayweather, arguably the greatest defensive fighter of the past 25 or 30 years, Namdi. Those defensive skills, do you see him neutralizing Pacquiao?
Definitely. Mayweather will come in with hand speed, footwork like your Muhammad Ali. Pac-Man will come with power, trying to, being a southpaw, a lefty, try to knock out Mayweather. But what we're going to see, what we call in the sweet science, slick movements. There's no point in him going toe-to-toe with Manny Pacquiao. He would just outbox him and win a decision. And everybody would scream and say, we got ripped off. But hey, we got a rematch.
Is there a possibility of a rematch, Namdi? Is that going to be part of the contract?
Well, part of this contract says no rematch. But believe it, imagine the referee making a bad call. The referee stepping in during the action to stop the fight. We will all scream for a rematch. And at that time, you're not talking about paying $150 for the pay-per-view. You paid $200 for pay-per-view, bro. They know how to do it. This is boxing, man.
Namdi, we're going to talk more about this fight as we get closer to it, but how many title belts are at stake on May 2nd?
Sonny, we have three titles. Mayweather will step forward with the WBC and the WBA welterweight title. Manny Pacquiao will step in with the WBO welterweight title. But the big one is for the pound-for-pound king of the world, kilo-for-kilo, the grand poobah. The winner will be the grand poobah for boxing.
Mayweather has never really been roughed up in any of his fights. Do you see the possibility of that now that he's 38, that Pacquiao could land that punch that would knock him out?
I don't think so. Why stay there to get roughed up? Why stay there to get busted up and get bloodied? And that's what everybody wants to see. People want to. Majority of those people dropping this $4,000 or $5,000 to go. They want to see him get knocked out. That's what majority of everybody wants. Wants him get busted up or bloodied up with a cracked jaw, broken rib. No. He's got the best defense in the game. And I don't expect him to go there and fight a dumb, stupid fight. I expect him to go there, make it easy, lots of leg movement, hand speed, make it an easy fight.
Mayweather and Pacquiao both coming off unanimous decision victories. Namdi, Mayweather beat Marcos Maidana last September, and Pacquiao beat Chris Algieri last November. Looking back on those performances, you give them both good grades?
Oh, definitely both good grades, because I thought Algieri will give Manny Pacquiao a rough time in that fight in Macau. And the two Maidana fights, the first one was very close, but the second one was very easy for Mayweather. So these two guys are ready to go. May 2nd, time to rumble.
Al Haymon, how important is he to making this fight?
Sonny, without Al Haymon, there will be no 200 million or 400 million or half a million, half a billion for this fight. We're talking about a shrewd businessman in the game. We're not talking about some guy that got out of jail, a shakedown artist or a con man. We're talking about a guy with a Harvard University degree, Sonny.
Outside of Mayweather Pacquiao, he's got other aspirations. VOA! Tell our VOA boxing fans about that.
Al Haymon has more than 200 fighters in his stable. Champions, contenders. And right now, if you remember the fight game, the reason why the fight game died, because all those regular fights were on pay-per-view. Starting in March, big-time championship fights will be on your regular television Saturday afternoon and prime-time Saturday night. This will be the first time this will happen in a long time. Boxing is finally back.
How important is that to boxing, Namdi, that you can watch these fights now on free television?
Son, if you remember in the 80s, we were able to align ourselves with champions, Aaron Pryor, Boom Boom Mancini, because we were able to check them out on Saturday afternoon or Sunday night. Now we get to see these champions that we were being forced to pay $65 or $80 to see them on pay-per-view. Flip on your TV. You don't even need cable. Now you can follow Danny Garcia. You can follow Adrian Broner. Now, when you see them on the street, oh, that's Danny Garcia. Oh, that's Adrian Broner. I saw him last Saturday on television. So now, finally, the champions will be known, not like some guy with belts and you don't even know who this guy is.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moueta. Just ahead on the sunny side of sports, the VOA's Tef Tef and Downtown Brown will have our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown.
And this is Tef Tef.
So the question of the week was, the English Premier League will gross over $8 billion from its new broadcasting deal in England alone.
Oh, so this makes the EPL the leader in its field by earning more than double the amount that La Liga in Spain and Serie A in Italy make. What is it about the EPL that makes it the most expensive league in the world?
So my first winner goes out to Emmanuel Chinwe from Owerri, Nigeria. He says, EPL is the most competitive league in the world, where a whole city at the bottom of the table can go against Man City at the top of the table and have a good competition. And having a collection of soccer stars from all over the world, including Africa, can increase their supporters and fans.
No, that's a great point. I'm going to go with the same reason, but I think they gave a better explanation. Valentin Nunu Nwandima, from Nigeria as well. He says he thinks the reason behind the EPL being the most expensive league is the strictness and conduct of the FA on the basis of handling offenses, top four finishing. He says that it is certain to all and Sunday to predict who will finish from the first to fourth in La Liga, in the Serie A, in the Bundesliga in Germany. But the reverse is the case in the EPL. He says, for instance, one cannot sit down for a full 90 minutes to watch a game between Valencia and Elche, while the case is opposite with a match between Everton and Swansea. Finally, he says, other reasons are capacity of the stadium, merchandise of each club, wages and coaches, ticketing, and the caliber of coaches. So I think he basically wrapped up the question very well. He gave you everything. So
So to put my two cents in it, what I like to think of it as, if you, I'm going to say three soccer teams, and you'll more likely remember one of them because of the exposure of EPL has on the entire teams that they have. So if I say UD Almería or Parma or Burnley, you're more likely going to remember Burnley because Burnley plays Chelsea or Man City or Arsenal or Manchester United more times than you can hear Parma playing PSG. You don't really hear that. That's a really underrated card where you don't see that a lot in EPL.
Definitely. And the reason being you remember most of these names, like you said, is because they play big teams, and there are more big teams in the EPL than any other league. You have the Bundesliga. Usually, you know, top two finishers are Bayern Munich and Dortmund. Once in a while, you get a team like Leverkusen coming out. Same with Spain. Spain is the worst, I think. You have Barcelona, Real Madrid. With once in a while, you have Valencia or Atletico Madrid. And, you know, it's a circle where, you know, the Spanish teams don't get enough money. Like, the division of TV rights is not the same. In the Premier League, all teams, more or less, get the same amount of money. So these teams can actually build for the future. They become more competitive, and that creates teams that can finish top six that you can't even guess. You know, Spain, the same ones, Barcelona, Real Madrid take 80% of the chunk for TV rights. The other small ones, even when they win, they get very, very little money.
And I feel like another reason why EPL is so high in the ranks is because it's like what Emmanuel said, they have numerous amount of people from different countries that are playing in that league.
Yes.
It's not just Africa. They have people from France, Italy, Spain, Germany. A huge ballpark where you can see your entire country play.
I mean, again, the downside of that, unfortunately, is the fact that the British team does not seem to work together most of the time, right? I mean, you have in Spain, there's only two teams, Barcelona and Real Madrid. Half the team is in one team. So whenever the World Cup comes around, they've been playing all year together. In Germany, same thing. They just won the World Cup. Half the players, or even more than half, play in Germany, so they get to be, you know, they are exposed to each other throughout the year. Versus England, who accepts so many international players that the British player don't really have enough time and space to, put out a team that can win any championship.
So, matches to watch over the weekend: Liverpool versus Man City. Let's make us some predictions. What do you got?
I want to say this is going to be a very entertaining 2-2 tie.
So next week, we're going to turn the tables around, and instead of us asking you guys the questions, you're going to ask us a question. It can be anything that relates to soccer.
Your favorite players, your favorite clubs. Just go ahead and go crazy, and we'll put up a question. So watch out for that on Facebook. VOA!
I'm VOA's Downtown Brown.
And I'm Tef Tef.
Have a great weekend.
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page today, Friday, you'll see a photo of Earl Lloyd, who died on Thursday at the age of 86. The Sunny Side of Sports remembers Earl Lloyd for breaking the NBA's color barrier in 1950, paving the way for thousands of black basketball players to come. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Hayes.